The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Hello and welcome back to the Canceled Podcast.
Hey guys. I'm not kidding. I'm so excited. I'm trying to contain myself. I'm like being a little freak on the inside right now.
No, I'm so excited. I'm like shaking. I was like, why can't I breathe? I was like at my house. I was like, is it because of the vape? Like, is it because I'm smoking too much? And I was like, no, I've always vaped and I've always smoked too much. Like, I'm definitely like overly excited.
I'm not kidding. We are like the number one person that we talk about all the time. And there's never been so much buildup for a guest.
I know. Because, like, yeah, do you know how many people have messaged me being like, canceled now?
We've been hyping you coming on Canceled like it's the Super Bowl. Like, I don't even, you are, I mean, if you guys are watching the podcast right now, I had Paige go get and personally blow up the dream guest balloons.
Thank you, Paige.
By yourself?
With a straw.
She didn't get paid.
Thank you, Paige. Shout out, Paige. And I'm just so happy that you're here. We have Jake Shane, Octopus Lover, on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here.
And I don't even know where I want to begin. I mean, you guys are like best friends. As
we see each other all the time.
So you guys have been going to the infamous Aloe Gym. For those of you who don't know the Aloe Gym, well, why don't you give a...
Well,
a rundown.
He's a little bit more of a regular than I. I just started going recently, but basically it's actually like a really smart business model because they don't do like a ton of advertising, but they have like the Aloe headquarters.
Right. Okay. It's like where they work.
Yeah.
Well, like the first time I went, I tried to pay because I was like, I don't understand. Like they gave me like, it's like you do like a personal training and then you do like this, that, like they give you food. And I'm like, okay, so like, where do I check out?
Yeah.
And they were like, nowhere. And I was like, LA is weird.
But it's really smart if you think about it, because they don't have to like pay for billboards and stuff. Because yeah, they just like invite people. Everyone wants to post it because
it's
beautiful and amazing.
And like Hailey Bieber goes. Yeah. And like a bunch of, it's
exciting to go to. That's like the best way to get me to go work out.
Right. Because I'm like who's going to be there?
Is Glenn Powell going to be there?
Yeah,
like,
right?
The answer is no.
You were working out with Glenn Powell.
I love him.
Oh my God, you had the viral clip.
Yeah, of everyone saying, who is he? In the middle shaking.
Did you see?
That dude, I like, that's why I think I can't go, because I would be just like shaking boots and like,
yeah,
like just sweating and like not fucking cute, like gut out. Like,
that's what I like, do living too. And I'm like, I'm just gonna, well, cause at first when you go, like, you know, like it's like a, like you don't pay, but you like post and stuff. And like, I was like, okay, well, I'm not gonna like look good. So I'm just gonna like throw it up and hope for the best.
Yeah.
And people really liked like me like shaking and stuff. And I was like confused. I was like, did no one know like Pilates was difficult?
It's so fucking like, hard.
What?
I feel like that's just now coming to like the forefront. Like, yeah, Pilates is difficult was like leaked. Like,
well, sometimes I get embarrassed like posting the clips because I'm like, it looks like I'm doing nothing, but it's so fucking hard.
Well, the reason people don't think Pilates is difficult is because it's like a woman-centered workout. And
yeah,
so people
but I
don't
love
think
they
like
have
anything
you, like,
women
up
do is difficult.
It's so true. You know what I saw yesterday on TikTok? And this is going to make me sound so fucking stupid, but like my mind was blown by this. All women have always gotten their last names from only men.
Yeah, that is what happens.
But like,
wait, like in history forever?
Like, think about it. Like,
oh, wait, that like makes me sick.
Isn't that like, do you get what I'm saying? Kind of like, I just never like, yes, duh. But like every last name ever is just from a man. Like, no, like.
Yeah, that's why it's so important to have a son, because otherwise that you have no one like to carry on the name.
Right.
Oh my, yeah, my last name's gonna like die with me.
My mom didn't change her last name.
Really?
Yeah. That's yeah.
My mom did and kept it forever. They are absolutely not together.
Yeah, my mom was like, I'm not changing it. And I was like, okay, like
why can't I just
Well, you can hyphenate it if you want.
She didn't even do that. That game is wild. Like, I guess it was like, yeah. So that, but yeah, I guess every last name comes from a guy. That's so weird to think about.
You know what I mean? It just kind of pissed me off. And yeah. I need to do something about that, but I'm not sure like where
you
my
have to keep your last name forever. That's never going away.
Do you think so? I just
think yes. Like, it's Tana.
Imagine it being like Tana Craig.
No.
I'm into that though. My last name's like someone smashed their face on a keyboard. I want to be a Smith for once.
It's iconic. Tana Mojo. Like, that's it.
Like you forever. Also like no one else's name is Tana.
Yeah.
Like everybody's name is Brooke. Everyone's name is Jake.
Also, no your offense. Initials are TM. Like that's sick.
Well, back to Aloe quickly. Have you guys joined the Illuminati or what?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Like I can't go, first of all. So I guess I'm a little pissed.
You can go. Of course you can go.
I don't know if do I pay? Like, I don't think Aloe wants like Tana Mojo there. Like I just feel like
They're like way well, they're like everyone was like they're like strict and stuff. And I was like, oh shit, I didn't know. I think they would have been really strict with me, but I went with Tate for the first time.
Well, that's
so they were like really nice. Like, and then it was like, and then I just became friends with everyone. And then it was like good to go.
So I got a plus one my way to the top.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I got invited from an event. Okay. And I ran into, honestly, it just was like a perfect array of events. Cause like him and Tate were there and they're like, Brooke, like I was trying to make it look like I was like in with the people. But I had an embarrassing moment this morning because I realized I made a TikTok about Tate yesterday, like raving about how I'm like, I would die to be her. And then she's there this morning. And I'm like,
wait, she loves you guys.
I don't believe it.
No, she's like the nicest ever. She's so normal. Cute, so nice.
I like incredible.
I like separate her. Like I see her at Aloe and it's like, oh, there's Tate. But then I see her at the Super Bowl and I'm like, or not the Super Bowl.
The NHL All-Star.
She's also her. Well, I don't want to drag you into what I'm about to say, but I think she's on the horizon of a new relationship.
God, I don't really talk about that stuff with her because I always get like anxious asking her stuff that like I feel like, you know, because like I don't know what it's like to be on that like level of spotlight. So I try never to. I feel like I find out with like the rest of everybody else.
Good for you. I'm such a nosy ass bitch. I like doing those things.
Sometimes I don't ask my friends so that I can be a fan and like start speculating online. She knows that. I'll comment on videos and be like, oh my God, is this true?
We were just talking about this downstairs, but I think your like career, I don't want to go too interviewee and like sound
that's
like I'm
fine.
Fucking
you can go interviewee. I don't mind.
You know, like Joan Rivers over here. Is that what she does?
That's my Joan Rivers is my idol.
She makes fun of people's outfits and I'm pretty sure she died.
She did die.
RIP.
RIP Joan.
She is my idol.
I've been having this new like thing where I think people are just alive and they're not. Like Stephen Hawking, it was news to me.
Wait, what?
I thought he was like rolling around still. He's dead.
2018, he passed.
What?
Yeah.
He did.
No, he was alive this year.
I swear to God. Okay, is this a Mandela effect?
Where did I see him this year doing something?
At Aloe Jam.
Yes.
We both have...
Wait, I could have sworn everyone was like, oh, that Stephen Hawking's there.
Dude, I swear. Like, you know what I mean? I thought he was at the Met Gala.
Or was it that he was on Epstein's list?
He was.
Yeah, he was
definitely
list.
There.
That's what I'm thinking about.
That's a way to live forever.
Yeah,
for
that's
sure.
Why I'm like, why was he? Why? Where have I heard of him? Like, I could have sworn I saw
but
him.
I just swore.
Kind of convenient that he kicked it right before the list came out.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Well, I found out Ashley was telling me the other day that we were like all in New York at the club and Stephen Hawking died and everyone at the club was like, oh shit. But like, I don't remember that. So.
Oh, this was 2018.
I guess so.
Damn.
She remembers where she was when Stephen Hawking died. I remember where I was when Michael Jackson died.
So
I do too. I do too.
So do I. I was like 9 and I had like... Did you guys have like...
We had to be older than 9. I think we were 13.
No, I was young. I had such a poor television. I remember it was like this big and it was like way too high up and I was like hungry and no one was feeding me. I was like, damn, Michael Jackson's dead.
And now you're doing the thing.
Yeah. Oh my God. Dude.
Oh, Michael.
I would have loved him. He would have liked vapes.
He would have loved vapes.
I can't stop saying that lately. Like Amy Winehouse would have loved vapes.
Words out of my mouth. Amy Winehouse would have died for vapes.
You know what?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I love Amy Winehouse more than anything in the world. I'm so sorry.
So much. I woke up today singing Back to Black. I don't know why.
Did you guys see that Amy Winehouse and Taylor Swift were nominated for Best New Artist in the same year? Like, that's how recently, like...
Have you seen her documentary?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Amy or Taylor?
Amy. Wait, you were just at the Grammys.
I know.
Hello? Can you tell us about it?
Good segue, Brooke. Get it out of him.
It was crazy.
What the fuck?
It was like... Well, at first I was like... Is this real? Like, what's I don't understand. Like,
so who invited you? Like, how do you get invited to the Grammys?
Like, some brands like will invite like influencers and stuff. So like Meta invited like me and like Alex and like Chris Olsen and like,
okay. Yeah, that's like a certain tier of influencer like, that I don't think we're
ever. Meta's not invited. Meta's sending me a cease and desist actually right now.
It's so funny you guys say that because I see you guys as like here.
Yeah, you're DeLulu, honey.
And you're confused.
I really do. I don't know why you guys don't see yourself like.
I don't see her like that for sure. Like,
I'm fine with where we're at though, dude. I swear to God, I just got like a dry shampoo sponsorship the other day, and I was like, I've made it. I'm Celine Dion, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, it's the little things for me. I'm not kidding.
It is the fucking little things.
Meta.
Yes.
Speaking of the little things, Meta invites you to the Grammys. And so obviously you go, you get there. What's it like? Like, just walk me through.
I called Alex and I was like, do you want to go together? Because like, I'm feeling awkward. And she was like, yes, let's go meet me at my hotel. I'm like, okay. So I get to her hotel. Like, I have no makeup on or anything. She has like a whole team and everything. I'm like, oh, fuck me. Like, here we go. Like, I'm going to look so bad. And then we got there. It was pouring rain. We ran inside. And there was like a whole line of like press outlets. I've never been to a carpet like that before. I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
So like press and then a photo wall. And then the glam bot.
Okay.
So you do the press first. And it's like really scary because they can just like ask you anything.
Yeah.
And it's all live, basically. Yeah. It's like you finish, you put the mic down and it's on TikTok.
Yeah.
I mean, not that anyone's looking for me, but like it was still kind of scary.
I'm looking for I was cracking up at your era's answer. They're like, what era do you think you're in?
Oh, and I'm like, 1989. And I was like, oh, you didn't mean that.
Not talking about Taylor Swift
and
at all.
There was one guy, Davis, that asked me, he was like, so who would you thank if you won a Grammy? And I'm like, oh my God. I would thank my manager and my best friend, Zach. I would thank da-da-da. And they all started laughing at me. And I was like, what's so funny? They were like, well, you're the first person to take this answer seriously. And I was like, got it, cool. And then I watched the video back and everyone's like, I thank Taylor Swift. And then I'm like, I would thank my manager and my friends and my mom. And she's like, oh God. But it was really fun. You were there.
People think I was there, but I wasn't there.
Ride that home. We need that.
Were you not
Brooke
there?
Was there? So people, I was there.
I got her ready and I
was actually
her.
There.
You were there. Yeah. But the best part of the night was when Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs sang Fast Car.
So I was sobbing at home.
I was like, I never cry. And I was like, really tearing up. And I was like, damn, like why? Because it was one of those moments. It's why I love live music, where you felt the energy in the room just like completely shift. Like no one knew it was coming. And it was like, Tracy like came up and it was like such, oh my God. And it was like, I didn't know at the time that she hadn't performed in so long, but by the energy, I could tell that she hadn't.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh my God. Like I love live music for that reason.
I thought Ray Chapman was a guy until this moment.
Really? Are you kidding me?
I'm like, I loved him singing Fast Car. No.
The disrespect. No, Luke Combs covered Fast Car.
No, I know that. I'm well aware of who Tracy Chapman is. I've just been misgendering.
Oh my God, the disrespect.
Wildly, actively
forget
misgendering.
Forget everything we said.
I'm crying.
Yeah, that is never inviting you to the Grammys.
They never were.
No, it was so amazing. I've watched it back 100 times just to see how he looks like to the side. Like how he feels probably
the smile,
sitting next
I
to
know.
Her. Ugh, amazing. But people thought I was there. For sure thought I was there. I was at a viewing party.
Got
so I was
it.
Like at like a second tier Grammys. It was an amazing party. It was Steven Tyler's party. But
oh my God. Yeah.
Megan Fox directly next to me. And I was wearing like a completely sheer, like naked dress. Mm-hmm. I was like all nervous saying like, I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I should wear this. And I was like, you're fine. Megan's naked too. I go, why the fuck would I want to be naked next to Megan Fox?
Like, dude. At all.
Oh, it was horrible.
How was your night?
It was so amazing. I found so many boyfriends.
You did? Did you go out after?
I didn't go out after because it was a blizzard.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta go home.
I'm not kidding. Shit. I walked outside. It got thrown down the street by a gust of wind.
That's so skinny. So skinny. So Yeah, not kidding.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. No after parties for me. Did you?
No, it was rainy. I went to Mr. Chow.
The chicken satay.
It's everything. It's my. I've had it like a lot recently. Like to the point where it's like, I'm like, I'm spending too much money on this fucking Chinese place. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like fucking like $70 for like a chicken skewer. And I'm like, what is happening here?
I'm obsessed with it. I found out you can Postmate it.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be able to Postmate.
That's my fatal flaw because I'm like, I really, really, really want Chinese food. And it's like one of my only good options in LA. And Chinese food's like my favorite food. Mm. And like, I'm like, fuck, like, what am I? And then I like click the order and it's like $300. And I'm like,
I don't think you should be able to Postmate nice restaurants. I think that you should earn the like good food by getting up and getting dressed and getting there. Right. And it's like, I've been ordering catch steak to my bed and it's like, I shouldn't be eating a filet mignon with my hands.
How is that though?
And like, it's, oh my God, it's ethereal.
I love catch steak.
It's so, and like, there's just something about like eating it in your pajamas, but it's like, you shouldn't be able to.
Right.
Like, you should be able to earn it.
I have no doubt that you would show up to catch steak in your pajamas.
I have. They turned me away.
No.
Tana and I get in fights about this literally at least once a month because we'll be going to a nice restaurant and she'll go, I'm wearing this. I'm like, we're still at home right now. You can change into anything that you want.
But my thing is, isn't a nice restaurant about comfort? Like I always go to nice restaurants. Sweats and stuff. And so do all my friends because when I grew up in New York, I was like, okay, the fancy restaurants, they're not going to card you because it's about comfort. They just want you to be comfortable. So that's why I thought like you can show up in whatever you want.
Oh, and it's just like, if I put on that corset and I eat how I want to eat, I'm busting out of it.
Right.
Like, you know? And it's like, I want my eating pants on.
Me too.
I want my eating pants on.
I don't want skinny jeans on.
Brooke hates that I'm,
well, it's because I worked in a restaurant and we used to, like, it was always like, I had to seat people based on how like well they presented themselves, which is actually horrible. That's an LA only thing.
Where did you work?
Catch. It was crazy.
It really was.
But it was like just that it looked like everyone was like out and looking nice.
And I get what you're very much a rule follower. And if you know the rule of somewhere and I'm like avidly trying to break a rule that I know, like I understand.
Well, it'll be like a 6-star restaurant. She'll be like, I don't think there is a dress code. I go, I know that there is a dress code.
Absolutely.
You know where they take dress codes really fucking seriously is London.
Really?
I've never seen anything like that in my life.
When you go to London, do you feel like everyone there just hates you so much?
Well, I go with my best friend who is British.
Oh my God.
So I just like hide behind her and I like stick with her and I just let her like guide the way.
Last time we were in London, people like Paige and I were walking down the street and like little kids were like pointing at us and like whispering to their parents, like, look, Americans. Like they like, it was like bad. It was really bad. But all my British friends are also crackheads. So it's kind of like, I don't really get it.
Yeah, they do a lot of drugs over
there. How can they tell you're American?
They do.
Just the way you dress and like, even just like my blonde and like, it's not.
I thought that was like the whole thing. What do they call them? Chavs?
I don't think that's an American. That's.
No, a British person.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So isn't that, wait, London, England? Right.
I don't understand anything that just came out of your mouth.
No, me neither. Where is that not in? Okay, you know what? Don't ask me any questions. I just got my first passport. Not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
How is?
Well, you know, we were just about to go.
I'm so upset. I'm actually heartbroken.
Why?
I told you about this. We got invited. Can we say that?
Yeah, we can say it.
Tana and I got invited to Tart Island.
Tripping with Tart.
I've been campaigning.
Tripping with Tart, bitch.
I've been campaigning for this invite for years. Okay, uh-huh. I've come on every podcast to say how badly I want to be invited. And we finally did. We got invited a couple weeks ago. We started packing our things. We were leaving tomorrow morning.
I saw your Tripping with Tart stuff downstairs.
Yeah. Well, they moved it.
Tart is tripping.
When is it?
Got rained out, and it's when we're on tour. Oh.
So we're about to be in like Milwaukee, livid, while all these fucking makeup bitches are in. They're never going to
nice girls. Okay, probably nice girls.
No, they're such nice girls. I'm just bitter and I'm livid. Like, it got moved. I made my boyfriend fly here to go with us. He gets here. It's like,
if I knew that there would be a storm, I would be on that plane.
100%.
Because that would be the funniest shit. Like of Fire my Festival. Life. Yes.
100%. I would be down no matter what. Bora Bora is my dream destination.
I've never been. I've wanted to go ever since the Kardashians went. Do you guys remember when they went?
I know. I wanted to remake the video. Yeah,
when they did E.T. Didn't they do E.T. there?
Like E.T. like Phone Home?
No, they did. They made a music video to E.T. by Katy Perry and Bora Bora.
Holy fuck, yes. Literally so yeah. Stupid.
Didn't they do that?
Yeah. I'm like, they got the damn alien. Like, fuck. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm so sad. I'm really like, we're not tripping with Tart.
Well,
never going to be.
We are eventually tripping with Tarte. And next time you're coming. Because they asked us who we wanted to come. And you're the only person we said.
I almost did it. I was busy. And I was like, I can't.
What do you mean busy? It's
I'm going to my
Bora.
First fashion show.
Oh, okay. And I was are you going to be in New York?
Yeah.
I'm going now.
Wait, really? Yeah. Oh my God, I'm really excited. But I'm really nervous. Because I'm like, I feel so out of place everywhere. But like,
I'm not pumped. Feel out of place.
You're
going
to be so funny, like front row. Like, I need you to, like, I want a PR stunt from you. I really do.
I'm gonna try something. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I'm like,
I want to see you eating octopus front row.
Oh, that's like, smart. Take it home.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're a girl boss town. Oh my God. But yeah, I'm nervous for that. But
what's the show? Can you say?
Yeah, it's Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh my God. That's so fun.
I'm really excited.
You're going to have Fashion Week is unlike anything in the world. It reminds me of almost like frat energy. Like the way people party and like go out after is like absolutely insane. All bets are off. People are just cussing people out. It's like, it's ridiculous and it's so fun.
I'm excited.
Damn.
Well, yeah.
I keep like bailing on shit as of late. Like not bailing, but
as of late was crazy.
Yeah, hold on. Let me redo that sentence. Like just not going, like even just like Grammys weekend, like I could have done so much. And I've just been so like inside like grandma mode. I don't know what it is.
I usually never like to leave my house. The only reason I was like really leaving my house for Grammys week is just because like music is so important to me. So I was like, if I have the opportunity to like go to these type of things, like I'm going to take it this week. Like I'm going to do it. If any week I'm going to do it, it's going to be this
week.
So
real.
You were in the same room as Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So how was that? Did you see her?
Like, so I kept looking for her. I was like, I wonder if she's here. I'm so confused because I saw a TikTok that she was sitting right by Zach Bryan and Brianna. And
crazy. Can you believe?
I was looking for Brianna and I was looking for Zach. And then I was like, I can't see her. And then she made her grand entrance in and like they like.
Have you met her yet?
Not yet.
I know you're going to this year. It's going to be guaranteed. So fucking iconic. Do you know what you're going to say to her?
I'm probably going to pass out.
You're definitely going to pass out. My favorite thing about your Instagram is just like the way that you are so shamelessly like constantly like fan account posting like Taylor, like for Taylor and stuff.
Because
and
I'm not going to lie. Because when I started my whole TikTok stuff, everyone was like, you should post more on Instagram, post more on Instagram, post more on Instagram. And I was like, I have spent 10 years of my life trying to be like so perfect on Instagram. Like I'm not doing that anymore. Like I'm just sending it.
But it's so good. It inspires me to be less like that. Maybe I'll take up a no Facetune era and just really show the people what I'm working with.
I almost Facetuned all my Grammys picks and I was like, I'm just not going
to
do it.
I get scared with like that kind of thing because people could just go to Getty.com.
Dude, I was for a year of my life, I was post screenshotting Getty's and just doing actual like facial reconstructive surgery and then posting.
I remember the red dress. Someone like a fan had edited a photo of her like with her formula and then she took that photo and edited it herself.
And I made myself, dude, I would like just do that. I delete my chin. Like you need a chin. It's like everyone knows you have a chin.
But I do it to people. Like when I see a beautiful photo on a carpet, I'm like, that can't be real. And I go and I compare that too. Them.
My kryptonite was my nose. I would also pinch my face. Like I would like make my face smaller because I would think my face was too big. So I would like, what was the tool that I would use? It was like,
Definitely resize.
Resize.
I do resize on my butt cheeks sometimes and I just go.
I would resize. Absolutely. And I would resize my waist. I would resize and then I would detail my abs.
Absolutely. I still am. Yeah, oh,
well, if I'm posting a shirtless photo, like guaranteed it's Facetuned.
Yeah.
I haven't posted a shirtless photo in like 5 years. And if I do, it is fucking
I'll like wear a patterned shirt and then try to resize. Like, let's say I had a checkered shirt and it's like the checkers are super small. And then on the boobs, they're like giant. Yeah. It's like, okay, everyone knows you've got to chill. So I'm, yeah, I don't know. I'm
not
trying.
Quite out of Facetune yet. I did phase out of FaceApp.
You phase
no more FaceApp.
I heard FaceApp's like the real one.
That, yeah, because that can turn you like, that could turn me into Megan Fox in like only like two buttons.
And that's, it's just so dangerous. My thing is I used to do it high and I had to stop. I'd be FaceApping high and I'd be like, I look gorgeous. And then the next day I'm like, I look like a fucking sim. Like it's, I'm trying to dial it back.
Looking at old Facetune photos is like the funniest thing. I used to whiten my teeth to the point of like no return.
To the gods.
Like to the gods. Same. And people would be like, Jake, like, your teeth are small and like kind of yellow. Like we know that this isn't real. Like, you know what I mean?
I think we want to do that as a segment on tour. Like I want to bring up all my old like Facetune serious fails.
Those are the it's the best. Wait, I saw you guys are going to Fayetteville. And let me just say that Arkansas is one of my favorite places in the entire
world.
That's
actually where we're going to be when everyone's in Bora Bora.
Wait, can I come to Fayetteville?
Yes, you can.
Please, oh my gosh.
Everyone, because I did my first live show ever in Fayetteville. And I was like, this has the most special place in my heart ever. And then everyone was like, Tana and Brooke are going to Fayetteville. And I was like, no, I must come.
Oh my God, would absolutely love to have you. Like, wait, so you did live shows?
I've done two.
Okay.
I've done two college shows. I was so scared. I did the first one in Arkansas and I was like, God, like who the fuck is going to show up to this? And they really showed up and they were so nice. And it was,
what did you talk about on stage? I want to know everything.
Yeah, honestly, give us your format.
It was like a Q&A. Like it wasn't like a real live show yet. It was like this moderator was like asking me questions and she was the best and so lovely. But like, it was like, asking me questions about Taylor Swift and then like asking me questions from the audience and some girl in the audience birthday. So I gave her like, what was I wearing? I think I was wearing like a Puss University thing. And then I did one at Syracuse and then I made like custom Syracuse color Puss Universities.
Oh my God. And, I would love to do
it's
like
actually
a college
the only
tour.
University I'm ever going to attend is Puss University. Not kidding. We should maybe do a little Q&A. We have this whole fucking bit, right? I just want to talk because I'm livid. Like, I'm
can we
so...
say what it is now? Because yes. I think it's funny.
What happened?
Well we we're liars. Let's start there.
Okay, so they're never going to invite us again if we say this. But
no, they will. They will.
I had the idea to
they will was bold. They
start
will.
A horrible rumor on the Tarte trip. Okay,
so we were going to like go in and record ourselves telling all the makeup girls like a crazy rumor. We didn't.
But we weren't going to like record it. Like we were going to make it like a whole like
right.
scheme
right.
and see if we could get this rumor to social media. See if we spread
wait, that's
this rumor.
Amazing.
Because
it's a bunch
trip.
Of influencers, yeah. a bunch of girls. We were like, how quickly can we get this on Daily Mail?
I love this.
And we,
yeah.
well, us too. And we were going to do that and document the whole process. And that was going to be one of our like bits at the live show, like on stage, showing the clips of us like seating in the rumor and like sit the TikToks on stage, whatever. And then they move the fucking trip. And now we have no show. So
no show
I'm
is
kidding.
Pushing it.
We have a show, but it's just, it was a big component. So.
Who came up with that? That's really smart.
She was like, let's spread a rumor. And
then she was like smoking at the time. So we just kept getting like more and more creative and it got to like, Austin McBroom is pregnant. And
it was so, we were getting a couples massage in my living room. Uh-huh. And I swear to God, the masseuses had to be like, what the fuck is wrong with these bitches?
Masseuses is funny. Listen to what happened to us. We ordered, have you used the Soothe app before?
No, what's that?
It's like an app where you can literally like right now we could get a massage right here.
What is this called?
It's like Soothe. Uber Eats for masseuses.
Soothe that?
Soothe.
Soothe that.
Soothe. No. Soothe app.
Soothe app. Got
yes.
it.
So we had ordered this couple's massage and I was sitting like this counting the seconds. Okay. Because it was like,
it's our new obsession. Minor inconvenience. I'm getting a 90 minute deep tissue.
And is it
don't
nice?
Don't talk to me. Oh my God. It's insane. You're naked in your living room.
Oh my God.
I had this guy the other day who was on all fours on the table, like fucking throwing me in the air. I damn near came. It was everything. Sorry.
Speaking of coming, did anyone see Drake this morning?
Oh my God. Wait, I keep hearing about it. Or it was
Drake has
chat.
A third fucking
wait,
leg.
Where is it?
Drake has
you want to
Drake's
say,
a tripod?
I've always Drake's known. I've loved Drake. Like I saw that and I was like, oh wow.
I just
wait.
Do.
I need to
wow.
see it. Is it in the group
I was
chat?
Like, he should feel really
and
good
I,
about himself.
I have a lot of friends who have had sex with him. And it's like,
what? Do you?
A decent amount. I'm like, do
and,
we?
And is he good in bed?
No one's ever told me like that he's
I've
working
heard,
with
heard,
an extremity.
I'm not going to say that about, I'm not going to have beef with Drake, honestly.
I know what you were going to say and I don't think you should say it.
Can you tell me after?
Yes.
He perfect. Posted an Instagram story. He said, and for those asking, Oh, that's
no,
a lie.
No, he said, I wasn't hiding the meat from my world, from the world. I was hiding the world from my meat.
Real.
Yeah.
Real. Real as fuck. Have you seen it?
That is hilarious.
Would you like to see it?
I would love to see it.
Everyone was like, there's a part two. And so I was on Twitter for like an hour, like looking for the part two. And everyone was like, you guys are liars.
Part two is crazy. Like it's a fucking Netflix murder doc. It's a man's penis. Hold on.
It is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
God, but how have we not heard about this by now?
It's not even fully erect, might I add.
Look at it flip, flippity flopping.
Oh, when it has like a little weight to it and it's like a big Stop. Sack of sand.
I'm shaking.
Dude, that shit could knock you out.
Wow. And it honestly, I hope
Drake.
It
what
does.
Can I say? Yeah, that, same.
Dude, I could see you fucking Drake. You should get to work on that.
Mm-hmm. I'll try.
Your manager's over here right now, like clenching.
Sorry. Like,
where were we? Sorry. Soothe massage.
Sorry.
Sorry.
We're so excited. This lady calls and she goes, there's no parking. First of all, there's a street full of parking. I know because
my house
just
might as well be
here.
The crypto arena when it comes to parking. That right. is one thing we have. We don't have like, you know, central AC some of the time, but we have parking.
Yeah.
And we have parking.
I have two cars at the moment. One of them has been parked down there for 4 months or however long I've had the new one. And it has never gotten a ticket. And she's like, I'm not parking here. I'm going to get a ticket. We go, no, you're fucking not. She leaves. She never comes back, so there's
she
only one masseuse.
She assaulted us on the phone. It was a whole thing.
And did you just sit there, like, watching each other get massages?
No, I never got a refund, by the way, Sooth. I paid $200 for a lady to verbally assault me and leave. Like, I just
so
want to say that.
She was so rude about it, too. I was literally, like, I almost don't even want her to come in now because she's just angry, but maybe it will make her better, but... We had to switch. We had to like literally rotate.
So Brooke and I were laying there like little like naked sausages while the masseuse was like switching back and forth. And we're planning this tart rumor about Austin McBroom. And
it was just, like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, it was. There was a lot going on. I don't know.
What's up with Austin McBroom? I don't really know the whole lore behind that.
I have lore.
Okay,
I don't know.
So he was part of the Ace family.
Oh, okay. You want a quick rundown?
Okay, so.
He was the Ace family. It was Austin, Catherine, and... Ed Sheeran. I don't know what the E was for. L. Okay. L. And they were a family channel.
Right.
They blew up. The numbers were just absolutely insane. And the money was absolutely insane. And I think that with the certain people are cut out for the family channel lore, the family channel, you know, they keep the money and they slay it and they, you know, whatever. But I think he was like, okay, we need supercars. I mean, the best way to say it is it kind of got to their heads and then everyone was kind of like, this is weird. And then that, I think they also were the beginning of sparking the whole conversation of like, are you exploiting your kids?
Right.
You know, were they
was
silent?
Very much like, can you please start crying for this thumbnail?
Wait, like, have you seen that one where she's like, start crying, baby.
Yes. Or when she's talking about the actual dog dying. Yeah. She just told the kid the dog died and she's like, cry a little harder, please.
No, she goes,
and now face the camera.
You've never seen this? She goes, lay your head here, baby. Wait, look at the camera. Cry a little, baby. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
And she actually accidentally left it in like that girl who beat up her dog.
Oh, I'll never forget
someone
that.
Beat up
why
dog?
This girl, Brooke Houts, and people thought it was me. She accidentally like uploaded an unedited version of her video. And in the video, she was like hitting her dog.
To like do stuff?
Yeah, like trying to like, it was like, dude. I don't know what was happening. I've never seen that. I can't watch the video because I don't want to see anyone hit a dog.
But. Yeah, she's absolutely horrible. But obviously, that's horrible. That's my worst nightmare, though, raw footage. But you would just see me picking like a veggie. I was going to say
you
vagina
would just see
wedgie,
me, like,
but the manager
over
is like in my
million times.
What?
I would just start over a sentence a million
me.
Times.
Like,
yeah.
I don't.
That's why I can't have an editor because I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to send somebody that.
Yeah.
I get so embarrassed. J-Rod, my editor, has seen it all. Actually, not even kidding.
J-Rod.
Where were we? He's my editor.
Isn't he like the editor of
he
like-
He's kind of the editor. He's that motherfucker.
I feel like I've heard that name a bunch of times.
Yeah, he's so talented. He's everything and more. I kind of was against editors until I met him. And I love him. He's real.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. cosi.org.
We were going somewhere.
I don't know.
I kind of like that we've been all over the place.
I know, but I'm edging now.
Ace family. I'm edging for the Ace family.
Ace, oh, God. Ace. We have.
So whatever. I mean, it just, and then shit just started hitting the fan. He started cheating on Catherine a bunch. Right. It was coming to the forefront. I've always hated him and mm-hmm. I had known him and I was just very avid about that at the time. Whatever. Shit started coming to the forefront. They finally got a divorce now and everyone's kind of like, Catherine's free. It's
yes,
like,
I saw that.
He's going insane.
Is he doing something on Snapchat?
I think it's deliberate. I think he's like, I mean, you know how much money people are making on Snapchat right now. I feel like he's got to be making.
I've never seen anything like that much. I don't ever use Snapchat really.
You
but
need
like,
to be doing it immediately.
But there's, I feel like I'd be so bad. Like, I don't know. I like using my Instagram stories.
I would watch every single one.
Really?
I feel the same way, but imagine if your Instagram story was making you like 20K a day. I'm not kidding. These people are making such stupid money. Stupid.
I know people like, I like make a shit ton and I'm like, okay, but I've seen some of the people that do it and like Snapchat for them is life. Like they are like taking photos of everything and like, I'm just not like, I'm good at like my Insta stories because it's like my face and stuff, but I don't know.
No, I want to see your face.
I'm not good at
Snap.
Taking pictures of everything.
Okay,
I'm
going to try Snap just for you guys.
So if you guys want to know what I ate for breakfast this morning, you know where to find it.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah. So Austin McBroom, he's always been money oriented. I definitely think it's like a PR stunt. It's smart. It's whatever. Anyways, the other day I get a call. I wake up to like 6 missed calls from Harry Jowsey. And that's like always scary territory because I'm like, what did I do? What's going on? It's never like, hey, want to get breakfast. Right. It's like something, you know, and I call him back and he's like, Tana.
That was a great impression.
Thank you. And he's like, we've got some, you know, I don't even know what he was fucking saying.
He's British. And
Australian, yeah,
I made him British. I don't know. Austin McBroom calls Harry Jowsey and he's like, I want to make amends with people that I've had beef with and people that hate me. And
is he in like beef 12 step?
I think he's in beef 12 step. Like. And he was like, I know Tana hates me and I really want to make amends with her and I want to Snapchat it. And I'm like, okay.
Oh my God.
And he wants to Snapchat it. That's immediate.
You don't want to make amends with me and I'm not going to the RV. And I really thought about this.
Well, me, imagine he brings the RV to you.
What? He lives in an RV?
Yeah. Oh, that's an important detail of the story. He has an RV parked outside of our house. And then he put out a song that says, I miss you. We don't talk anymore. I'm watching you through the trees.
Wait,
and he had DDG, the rapper, be the vocals on the song. The song's kind of a banger. If someone made it about me, I'd fold. I'd be back with them.
Banger,
I'm not gonna lie.
Is so scary. It is the worst song I've ever heard.
Yeah, I don't. I'm deaf. But he also was like playing the song for his kids in the car. And it was like they were at gunpoint. Like I felt so bad. It was kind of crazy. I mean.
Fuck.
But me a year ago would have done it. I would have been in the RV. And I'm just not even going to lie, you know? And it's like, I'm still like, should I do it? Should I make content with Austin McBroom? Jeff was telling me like, absolutely not. Cause it's like, you hate him and it's going to look like this like collab. And it's like, you know what I mean?
I feel like if you did it, you would just have to be like real about it and be like, I hate you.
And you have to accept that Meta will never invite you to the Grammys.
Well, I just don't know if that's a deciding factor, but
that's really important.
I don't know. I kind of want to do it. Like there's a part of me that wants to do it and make fun of him, but I'm scared that like, I'm going to go do it with him and then he's going to edit it and like chop it up and like whatever. And then it's like, I look like I like him and I just don't.
Right. Do you guys have like personal beef?
No, I never know. Like, you know what I mean? Like I've had beef with people where it gets taken to the internet and then like, it's really real to them and they really hate me. And other people, they're like, it's just for the internet. Like, it's whatever.
Right.
I don't know where we stand. I don't really like or respect him. I do think he's kind of a nutcase.
Yeah.
You know? But
I know he's like, what is he making these Snapchats? Like going to church or something? Like what's going?
He's like, I'm working on church, my fitness. RV. I'm finding God. I think he needs to go to jail.
Yeah.
I just honestly, after everything he put her through, the public embarrassment now, it's like, can I just get a break?
Wait, there was a lot of public embarrassment. Why like, did I know
well,
anything?
He was cheating on her so bad that everybody like from the outside was like, Catherine.
Right.
Get out of there.
Oh, okay. And then she finally
left
him.
But she was
him.
Staying for the kids. She's a good mother.
Mom. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like, well, before him, you know, she was dating like Michael B. Jordan, right?
What?
She went from Michael B. Jordan to Austin McBroom.
Damn.
Which is, I get how that could happen.
Fuck.
But I don't.
That is unfortunate.
I definitely like, I get it. I've made some, maybe not to that extent, but I've made some dating mistakes where I could have gone down one path and I went down very different ones.
You know, I've never had a boyfriend.
Really? Honestly, I've only had like one.
I've never had a boyfriend.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
I feel like you're gonna pop out though.
And yeah, it's gonna be like Michael B. Jordan. It's gonna be someone amazing.
I want a boyfriend so badly. I don't know what it is. I just like, dates give me so much anxiety, and then I'm just like with my friends, and then I'm in my room, and then I'm smoking.
I literally wish I was a gay man. I would date you tomorrow. Thank you. I'm not even literally kidding. What's the your person type? Who dates you, so lucky.
Like, that was so nice.
I'm
Dana.
Serious.
Oh, that was so nice.
I would do anything. What is your type?
My type is, I love a brunette. I love
the bar. Is
I
in
love
hell.
A brunette. No, the bar is in hell on fire.
Yeah,
like on fire. Yeah, brunette would suffice.
Bed frame.
That's like, what about quality? Do they have any like qualities?
They're funny.
Okay.
A funny brunette is like, we're saying the bar is in hell. No, that's
funny
everything.
Brunette is my type.
Yeah, that's all you really need.
For sure.
I like a guy that's, treats me like a princess.
I understand.
That's
exactly
what I
right.
want.
I did prepare one topic for my dream
Let's
guest.
Let's do it.
Well, it's not a topic. It's like a thing, but you can also just fucking tell me no, because now that I'm thinking about it and I'm here, it doesn't feel right.
Well, tell me.
Okay. Well, I created a list.
She's going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Okay. Obviously, you are very famous on TikTok.
Okay.
For many things, many right. a thing. One of them being recreating scenarios.
Yes.
That, which I just want you to know how much I love.
Thank you.
I watch it for hours and hours and hours. I created a wild list of okay. scenarios you have yet to create.
Okay.
And I wanted to maybe try to do some with
okay,
you.
Let's do it.
And I feel like this might be also-
You guys made it sound like she was about to ask me like the craziest question.
But because I was like, what if you were like, oh my God, I'm put on the spot.
Oh my God, no. It's, I mean, like I should be able to do this.
You should.
Like I should be able to do this.
Let me, see, I'm going to try to find a good one.
I think it's because I would not be able to do this.
Sometimes I'm not. Like one time they were like, do like a bald eagle at an eagle conference. And I said I'd like eagle Pisha or something. And like I got really scared after. Like, remember that, Matt? Were you there? Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. I'm so excited. And if you don't want this one, I have so
okay,
many.
Okay, okay.
What about princess realizing she's sleeping on the pee?
Oh, I've been almost doing that one. And I was going to do it in the okay, I'll do that one.
Okay, okay, okay.
Wait. Okay. I need to like really get into it. Okay. Hold on.
I'm not here. I won't.
Okay. Okay, fuck. I wish I could like take this mic out and do it because, okay, so let me set the scene for everyone.
Okay. God, this is everything.
The princess is at home and she has been trying to call her landlord for months and she's like, my back fucking hurts.
Okay.
Like something is wrong. And the landlord is there. Okay. Let me just.
This is the best day of my life.
Can you guys? Okay.
I will put subtitles. This is just for me. Okay. I'm not even literally kidding.
It's like I lay down right here.
Okay. I'm here.
And I don't know. It's just like every time I know I've called you about it like a bunch. You're my landlord.
Oh, and shit. Okay. Hold on.
I lay down right here and okay. I just don't understand because it's like, and also like the fucking like mattress is like stapled okay. to the bed frame. So I can't really tell what's under it, but it's almost like this like piercing point of pain.
Okay.
Right here.
Okay.
And like, I hate to pull this card, but like, I am a princess and like, I don't want to be in pain all the time. And like, I did sign this lease a while ago and I just, could you just maybe lay down and like, let me know how it feels for you and be honest. Cause the last landlord I had, like, you know how landlords get.
I do.
How does it feel?
Okay. Now here, I need some creative, I need to talk to Jake.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Was that okay?
No, you're so good.
Did you want me to keep going?
No, we can stop.
Okay.
This is, I'm serious. This is the best day of my life. You're so good at this. Hold on.
Do you like
that? It's so funny. I was trying to explain this to somebody the other day, like without having shown him any videos. And I was like, so he does like, imagine if, and it just right. was impossible.
It's impossible to explain.
I frequently am trying to explain this to straight men too. And I weirdly think it is like, so for the girls and the gays.
I did Mark Zuckerberg inventing Facebook in his dorm. And I had my friend go Marky, go Mark. And then I played Yes And by Ariana Grande. I danced around the room after I launched Facebook.
Have you ever had anyone reach out from you doing these?
Yeah, all the time.
Like someone you did one on?
Like Mark?
Or like okay. a Jonas brother?
The Jonas Brothers one happened because I did this thing where it was like, Coke finding out about Diet Coke or Diet Coke finding out about Coke Zero. And then I think Nick Jonas was the first person to duet it, or Joe Jonas was. And then I DM'd him and like he got like the other brothers involved. And then like
Just saying the other brothers involved. Like, it's just like so casual.
It was, that was the first, and that was 2 weeks after everything happened. So that was like crazy.
That is so fucking exciting.
You know, Frankie Jonas has Tana tattooed on his leg.
No, he does not. Does he actually?
He really does. I couldn't get like Nick or Joe or Kevin, you know, so yeah. Thank you, Frankie. I'm kidding. I'm actually just kidding. He's my favorite human on this fucking literal planet. Jackie Kennedy's reaction to Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday, Mr. President.
Okay, so it's so funny you bring this one up because this has been the most highly requested one. And I don't know how to do it. I've been trying. Have I not been trying for almost a year now? Like,
maybe because you've never had a boyfriend, you don't know the like real angst like you would feel, or like the what could you even describe that feeling as? Like,
should we try to roll? Should you be the president?
Would you sing it? And I'll be Jackie.
Okay. So you're the president.
Yeah. And then you're the president. And like, you're like trying to be like, it's fine. And I'm like, don't touch me.
Okay.
Ready? We have to be in love.
Oh, right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday.
I see what you mean. There's no words.
Yeah, it's just the face.
But I caught his face and I couldn't hold it together.
I was trying not to look at you. I was trying to really be like that. Damn, I would really cut a bitch.
Oh my God.
I'm not even literally kidding at all.
Oh, I would freak out.
That's kind of like crazy. Yeah. Do you think that has to do with her like,
no.
No.
Next one.
What, I'm getting too excited over here. Way too fucking excited. The bagel when everything but the bagel seasoning came out.
Okay. Give me your phone because I just need to pretend I'm on the phone.
Okay.
Okay. God, I wish I was high because if I was high, like they would just flow like a river.
Do you do them high?
Every single one I do is high.
Maybe that's why I love them so much because I'm usually high watching them and it just like, it speaks to me.
Everyone's like,
to me and I don't even.
I was like, I have to be high. Okay, everything. You know what? Let's revisit this at the end when I can think of a good, because I'm like, it's not going to be funny. And then I'm going to feel so embarrassed.
You have all the time in the world.
I completely understand. I need some off camera ones too, that are like really fucking offensive. Like seriously, I have just ones that you would just never.
I have so many things to say to you off camera, honestly.
Oh, wait, I'm pumped.
I absolutely can't wait. Well, I mean, I guess we were just talking about you in college and I kind of want to like, so the first time you and I ever met, we were at a D'Amelio footwear event. Mm-hmm. Things that happen in this industry and the events are just so crazy and weird. And when you think about it out of your own body, you're like, what's going on? Like there were like ice carvings of high heels everywhere and like dancers swinging from the ceiling. And like, you know, you and I both kind of looked at each other and it was like this moment of like, what the hell is going on right now?
It's just like crazy just because like I think it all happened really fast for me because I did already live in LA. So like I lived here and it was just kind of like, okay, well, you blew up on TikTok. Here you go.
Yeah,
like,
you know, here.
Like you're in, like suddenly you're invited to all these things. And it's like, I don't know. I always get really like socially anxious there because like everyone's like in their corners and like looking around and like I crawl into my skin. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
what did you do before TikTok?
I worked at a record label.
That makes sense why you love music so much. You've always, what was your like role there? Do you still work there?
No, not anymore. But funny story. Okay. So I worked in international marketing.
Okay.
So basically I would just help like, for a really long time, like pull numbers internationally for all the tracks and figure out like which countries we needed to push them in and market them in and et cetera. And then
how
I became-
How the fuck do you know that? That's some crazy power. Well, like this one will slay in India.
No, like, cause like you-
Well, if it's
you,
not doing so well in India, then that's where you have to like-
No. Like basically what would happen is like you look at the charts and then like you look at where the song does well and like you just basically like look at trends. And if it's like going
up. If it's doing well somewhere, you want to market it more
push.
There?
If it's done well there previously and the new one isn't doing well there, you like, okay, maybe we should push this one a little more, et cetera, type thing.
Yeah. Okay.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Then I became the executive assistant to the president of the company, who also owns a management company for influencers. And he always made the joke, like, if you ever blow up, I'll manage you. If you ever blow up, I'll manage you. Mm-hmm. Now he manages me.
Yeah.
That's actually crazy. Yeah. That's incredible, though, that you guys like already knew each other before. And it was like, you know what I mean? What does an executive assistant to the president of a record label do?
Everything and anything. Like, scheduling, anything. Basically, my job was like anything you needed. Like, I'm here to make your life easier.
Do you miss it ever?
Yeah, all the time. I know that sounds crazy, but I love him so much. Yeah. He's like one of my best friends and he's like my second dad. And like, so like, it was so fun. And like, he believed in me so much. So like, he like brought me everywhere with him. And like, I got to like learn a lot. And like, at the time I was like, this is my life. So I'm so lucky to be able to like be in these rooms and like do this stuff. Yeah. So like, I sometimes like miss that feeling of like,
do you miss the structure ever as well?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
It's just, it is really, really crazy how fast like everything has happened for you. And I like, I always talk about this because I kind of came up in a time where it was really slow.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like getting management and just people didn't take an influencer seriously at all.
Right.
At the time that I like blew up. So it was like very slow. Well, you kind like, of like
paved the way.
That's so nice.
It's true.
You're so nice.
That was
right.
Nice. I love you.
It's true.
It is true. I definitely don't look at it that way, but I appreciate that. And it definitely just was like a very different time. And it was like, I remember we were first texting and you were still working at your job and you're like, let's go get lunch and whatever. And you were like, okay, when I'm off and like whatever. And then like, before I know it, you're like signed to a label. You're making shit with Olivia Rodrigo. Right. You're doing all this just crazy shit. And
reached out.
Did she?
Yes. That if you were to ask like, what's the one person that reached out? She reached out. Right before Vampire came out. Well, no, Vampire came out. I made a reaction video to it where I was just like flailing around in my bed because who doesn't love Olivia Rodrigo?
You were with someone too.
That was Peyton for Logical.
Oh my God.
I was alone for Vampire and I was like, and then I woke up to a comment from her and I was like,
yeah.
And then 20 minutes later, I got a DM and she was like, are you free tomorrow? And I was like, I'm literally free for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like, God, I love her so much.
That is so awesome knowing that she's funny like that. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's like you're one of those people where if someone likes your content, I know they're funny. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Also, there's nobody ever that has done like what you do specifically. Like,
and no one can. I've seen people like try it. I'm like, oh, that's embarrassing.
Well, if somebody else came out like all of a sudden role playing, I'd be like,
So funny you say that because I feel like I'm so unoriginal with it. So that's why I feel like I have to like make so many bits up as I go along of my life.
No, it's incredible.
I don't think so at all.
And you know, I take inspiration from you with that, by the way. Like, you would always make stuff that you do. Like, you know what I mean? Like a bit. Like everything's like a bit. And so
everything's a bit.
Everything's a bit. And so that's like, I lost my luggage once and I was like crying on the floor and I was like, whatever. Like, I'm just going to make this my entire personality for a week.
Absolutely.
It does. It really is that. It does like, I think it makes living life more fun in general. I've always been that way, like even before social media, just I'm dramatic as hell.
Right,
like whatever
too.
It is, I'm making it the bit. Or if something bad's happening, I'm like, well, at least this is for the bit, you
right,
know?
Right.
And I think everyone should live like that. Everything should be for the fucking bit.
That's how I was before everything happened. It was just like, people called it like hyperfixation and not a bit. And now people are able to call it a bit, which makes me feel better.
Yeah, it's literally just hyperfixation. Yeah. It's just my horrible ADHD, but it works.
It works.
It does work. It really does. What else do I want to know? So now, like, how did that work? First of all, I want to go back to the Olivia thing. So she DMs you, she shows up, you guys just make a TikTok. Have you hung out since? Like, do you talk?
I congratulate her on stuff, like a freak. I'm like, congrats, please text me back. So I went over to, I think we were at her manager's house or something, and she opened the door and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm like with Olivia Rodrigo right now.
Yeah.
And we just sat and hung out and ate like candy for like an hour. And then I had brought blood bags to do like a little vampire skit with. Yeah. And so we took straws and filled them up with like cranberry juice for like 30 minutes and talked. And then by the time we filmed the skit, it was like we were so comfortable. And
she's so cute.
Yeah, she's the best. She's
so much. Human. Do you feel like your friendship with Sophia has helped you kind of like navigate the celebrity of it all?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
I listen to anything she says. Like I go to her. She's like my big sister. I go to her for absolutely everything. She's been in the game for so long that I ask her everything. So like if I'm unsure about something, like I usually call her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you think about this?
How did you guys meet?
My best friend, Alice.
Yeah.
The British one who I go to London with.
Yes.
Her brother is married to Sophia.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And so Alice and her brother are very close and everyone just spends a lot of time together. Mm-hmm. And then Sophia and I really just clicked. And then after this all happened, we got even closer.
Was this like, before your social media journey?
Yes.
That's actually that's so crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just, so then like,
I remember, cause it was like right when you first started really getting big, everyone's like, he's at the wedding.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just so like, I think you didn't you like do like a speech or something?
Oh, it was the flower. Oh no. I did a pass that puss review. At the wedding.
They had octopus at the wedding.
Yeah. Well, they had octopus like at the restaurant a few nights before the wedding. So I did it there. And that was the most anxious I've ever been to do one.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you had an audience.
I had a fucking audience.
What? Tell us about the wedding.
Best week of my life.
Best
week of my life. Like absolute fairy tale. Like I remember just being like, what is happening right now? Like she would come down every day looking absolutely perfect.
She's the most ethereal, perfect.
And she was so happy. She was like the easiest bride, like the most easygoing, happy bride. And like,
that's
so
slay.
And it was just so awesome to be around. You could feel the love. Everyone was so happy to be there. And like, it was just us in the hotel and we were just like running around and like.
So did people get drunk?
How beautiful.
Yeah, I got wasted. Absolutely wasted. And then I had scaries. Like, have you ever had scaries that same night?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
my sure.
I had scaries that night. Like I was like, oh, like what did I do? And everyone was like, it's literally a wedding. It's not about you.
Yeah. I always get so drunk at weddings.
Yeah.
Like I don't know what to do with my hands.
Oh, I black
out. It's just one of those things.
Every time. But it was so fun.
That's what you have to do at a wedding, though. It's almost like embarrassing if you aren't a blackout at a wedding. Mm.
She was just like, and then she, so after the dinner, she changed into her after party look, which was like, I think it was modeled off of, I forget her name, some really famous model. It was like this Chanel look. And she just popped out. And I was like, oh my God. She was on stage with Good Charlotte. And it was like, she was just like rocking out and like, just fucking killing it. Like, it was so cool to see.
She really just is that bitch. And I think
she is that bitch.
It's so like, it was just perfect timing, everything. Like the Sophia Richie era and you, like your come up was like at the same time and you guys already being friends. It's even just for her. I think that your guys' friendship, like it almost humanizes her in a way that,
because
you know.
I feel like I looked at her like, well, I still do look at her like she's
literally royal. And not that like, just in a good way, like knowing that you guys are like silly together and stuff like that. I think
she's the
really
most
cool.
Silly and she's the best. Like, and the best part about that whole wedding thing is that no one was expecting any of that to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I just remember being like, I really think you should like do a TikTok this week.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay. And so I'd be in the room and then I took her phone and I would lock myself in the bathroom and I would like edit for her.
Yeah.
Because she was the bride. She was so busy. So I'm like, I will edit for you. Like, you go do your thing. Like, and I would edit and then I would hand her the phone back. And then like all of a sudden we woke up.
It's
and
just
she
the most
was like,
viral wedding in the world.
And she was like, wait, the people are really talking about this. I was like, no, like a lot of people are talking about this. Like,
there's not a person who's not talking about
this. Absolutely. That is crazy. It's cool that she didn't even kind of know or like plan any of that.
She was just
happened.
So...
in the moment.
In love. And like, it was like a real beautiful, like, wedding.
I'm so happy for her. Like, I know
it was
her.
Like,
I'm
fairy
like, oh
tale.
My God, I'm so
it's
proud.
It's so fucking incredible, though. It really fucking is.
I want that. She's younger than us.
That is crazy. Do you have any advice for the girls out there trying to be in their Sophia Richie era as someone who sees her in a light that maybe not everyone sees her in?
She's just so, I feel like, herself. Like, she's just like
God
so.
God damn it. I'm fucked.
She's so, but no, I feel like, and that really shines through. Like, she's just like, you know, she's happy. She's happy where she's at. She's happy with her life. And she's so, she loves her friends. She loves her family. And I think that's why people really tend to gravitate towards her. I mean, that's at least.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I think that is a thing that people don't talk about enough is like, a lot of times there isn't a secret to it. Like,
right. There's, you know, not. What I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. There's, she's just.
Yeah.
She's just that girl.
Do you think she's going to end up being the one that sets you up with like your first real person? Like first real boyfriend, first real, like I could just so see that.
Maybe. Yeah, probably.
She's got good taste.
Because I like take her word as like the Bible.
Yeah.
So like if she'll recommend me to a guy and she's like, go out with this guy, like I'll do it.
That's so slay.
I'm really so excited to see who the first person you end up like dating is.
Oh God, me too.
Are you on the apps at least?
Yes, and they are the worst thing for my mental health.
Are you on Raya?
Yes.
It's hard for me because I don't like going on dates either. I get nervous before dates and I have to drink before them, which is like honestly a bad habit. But you have to go.
I once went on a date and I was like, I'm going to drink. This is great. We're in my neighborhood. And he ordered tea. I'm so sorry. I'm not here to shame. He wasn't like sober though. He wasn't like, I'm sober. He was just like, I'm feeling tea tonight. And I was like, this is already not working.
That
like,
would scare me. Like, that would scare me so it badly. Really would.
It was, he and was like, so horrible. But it,
I've done
was,
that. Was, can I be real?
You have? It was 7 p.m. at night. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like, what is happening?
I just feel like it's so important to a first date and I want to grow out of that so bad because it's like, obviously, mm-hmm. I don't really want somebody who's just drinking all the time.
Right.
But I am drinking all the time.
As you guys may or may not know, I go on my little sober stints and I'm on mm-hmm. one right now. I'm taken right now, obviously, so I'm not having to like date, but I've had sober stints where I was going on dates.
Right.
And it is like weird. Like I almost can feel like the other person's like, really, you're not like, you know what I mean? Like you're not drinking and you make them uncomfortable, right. Which then, but I like it because it's like intimidating.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I've gone out with sober people and just pretended I didn't drink. Like I've pre-gamed the date mm-hmm. and just had to ride it out until it was over.
Oh, that's kind of awful.
I'm a good pretender though.
I've also gone on dates with sober people and blacked the fuck out and been like so awful.
Yeah, but then you don't want to like, I would always be afraid that they'd be like, why are you drinking so much?
Oh, I've definitely done that. Yeah, I've definitely been that.
I need to go on more dates. This is like inspiring me to, but the apps are so hard. I feel like
I try a date.
I feel like
month.
I make myself look like such a fool on the internet that some people like can't take me seriously. And also the gay scene in LA is so intimidating.
That's, I mean, dude, Ari one time was showing me his Hinge. And like, no,
you with a shirt that literally says gay on it.
He was showing me his Hinge though. And the guys, the gay scene on Hinge, it was like furries and shit. It's, like it was like really fucking scary. Like it was like.
But then it's also like, you know, there's like, there's these groups of gays that are just like, that you get so, I get so nervous around and I feel like such an idiot around. Like, I don't know. Like I just, I can never tell when someone's flirting with me. Unless they're like, I want to fuck you. I'm like, oh, he's flirting.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally, you know, it's what that I mean? Like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, I can never tell. And my friends are like, no, he's flirting. I'm like, I think my fatal flaw is how impatient I am. I'm so fucking impatient.
Me too.
And so I can't stand the buildup of it.
And like the limbo.
Me
and
too. Like, I can't consistently talk to someone long enough to even get on the date most of the time.
That's my issue.
I think I have to just be so upfront in those situations. I'm so like, what are we coded?
Yeah.
Like I will go
too.
On three fucking dates and I'm like, so what are we?
Yeah.
Like well, I just, that, you already
me
got
after
to the
one
date.
Date. Yeah, wait, me after true. One date.
Oh, not me. Unfortunately,
I guess getting
I keep
to the
getting
date
locked
is
in.
Kind of the like the stressful hard
well, that's,
part.
Yeah, that's the hard part is physically getting there. I need somebody to be like, okay, let's do this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if it's like we have to text for a couple weeks, I will.
I'm the opposite though. I want to FaceTime like three times. Like I want to know that you're not fucking weird.
Yeah.
That's the worst
well,
thing
you,
in the
like,
world.
You have to do that. Kind of. No one really wants to murder me.
I guess that's true. I wasn't even thinking murderer. I was more so just thinking like, can you hold a conversation? Because that is like the fucking worst. Like if I'm trapped on a date with you and you can't, and I can't be nice about it. Like I will literally just be like, check right. please. Like yeah. I can't. It's.
I'm also the worst at restaurants because I can't sit still. So I'm like, I need to get up and go.
That's fair.
And so like, I'm like sitting there. I'm like, oh, like I need to leave. Like actually Lexi was with me one time. We were in New York and she hadn't even finished eating. And I was like, I need to go. And we got the check and I paid it. I stood up and we were like half inside, half outside. I walked outside and looked at her and my friend Cassidy and was like, you guys can finish. I just can't sit down.
I kind of understand that completely. I'm like such an asshole in the regard that once I finish my meal, I expect everyone to be finished. It's like,
my
what are we doing?
It's horrible. It's my worst trait and I hate it. But I start to sweat. I get really hot. And then I'm like, I need to go. I need to get out of here.
I completely understand. I'm the exact same way. Like, can we eat with some fucking hustle and bustle? Can we eat with intent?
Back to tour. I must meet up with you guys in Fayetteville.
Wait, can you please like just be a guest? We want to have guests.
Wait, can I be a guest in
Fayetteville? You were a guest for Brie and Grace too, right?
Yes, and that was so fun.
Same thing. We'll run it all by your team. We won't blindside you for anything, I promise, because the canceled live shows are crazy.
Wait, I'm like game for it. I'm like, let's do it. Fayetteville is my place. I love the University of Arkansas.
We're going in. We're about to book you for Fayetteville.
Wait, what day are you there? Do you know? I mean, I'm asking you. You know what? We can talk about this later. But yes, I'm game.
You have to absolutely come and we do some shit live. I would love to.
No,
and now the Fayetteville fans are going to be so excited that they get you.
I have an Arkansas hat. I wear it every single day. Because it meant so much to me. I didn't know that people would show up. And so seeing people show up, I had no idea. I was like, you can't see numbers online and be like, okay, this is totally
going to equate. It doesn't feel real. That's what happened to me on tour. I was like, oh my God, these are real human people.
No, you can't. People are like, so many, of course people are going to show up. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I know. Yeah. Artists have to cancel their tours all the time because they don't sell.
Yeah. Arkansas doesn't feel like a real place. I don't know if I've ever been to Arkansas. And I'm like,
I haven't either. What is it even like? Like, what does it look like
there?
They
are so nice. They are so nice.
I love that you're just an Arkansas stan.
Wait, and I was going and everyone was like, why are you going to Arkansas? And I was like, my first live show was there. And they were like, I feel like you don't have any pussies in Arkansas. Like, no one's going to show up. And I was like,
love that your fans are
pussies. Have you been into any trouble with like the whole pussies thing being your.
Yeah, first brands like weren't game for it. And then I was like, okay, so I won't work with you. I don't care.
Yeah.
Thank God.
And then they came back and we're like, wait, never mind.
I love it so much.
Because I was like, I don't give a fuck. I was like, if you're not going to take me as I am, like, this is how I blew up. This is how everything happened for me. If you're not going to take me as I am, then that's fine.
Yeah, imagine if you tried to make it like G-rated.
No, then it's, where's the fun?
Yeah.
There's no fun.
Completely. And I am just, I am a pussy.
What's going on in the world right now? I want to know your like takes on topics.
Oh.
Yeah, I swear to God, Drake's dick is like the only thing that's on my mind. I said,
speaking of coming.
Yeah, fuck.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
I can't believe he's hung like that. Can I be honest with you? I really thought it was going to be a
me too.
Pito pito.
He does kind of give those vibes the way that he moves on stage. I have already talked about this.
But maybe that's why he dances like that, because there's like another leg in the way.
Yeah, maybe.
I've never seen something like that. I was floored. I sent it to every single person I know. I said, watch this right now before it gets taken down. You know what? It hasn't gotten taken down because I bet he's like, keep it up.
Not kidding.
I bet he leaked it. Honestly, I feel like I would do that to myself. If I were like horsed up, I would 100% post my own photos.
I love. I just called my boyfriend Horsecock the other day, and then I found out his little brother was like on the other side of the phone. And I like, I'm not kidding. I can't get over it. I'm so mortified. I didn't know. And
oh, wow.
The silence is crazy.
That's what needs to happen is you need to always say that somebody else is in the room if you are on speakerphone.
Always. I answer the phone and I say, Aya, are you alone?
I love Aya.
Like, I say Aya. And then my friends are either like, yes or no. Or I always, if I answer, I say, hi, I'm with blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Or I say, hi, you're on speaker with blah, blah, blah.
100%.
Because I have been in.
He knew he made a mistake, a very, very vital mistake immediately as it happened. But I just can't.
I bet he won't do it again.
It's just like, well, it's like, you know, don't be horse cocked up if you don't want to be called horse cocked.
Yeah.
You know? And I've always said that.
It's also a compliment.
It really is. It's just, I just don't think his little brother needed to know that.
How old is his little brother?
Oh, man. We just don't even have
to. Period.
What do you think yours would be like if you had one? I don't think so. I really don't think so. I think you would have a big one. I think I would have a small one probably because I'm short.
I have a little brother.
Features.
Huh? Do you?
Are you talking about penises or little brothers?
I'm talking.
That's why I was like, when he was like tiny, I was like, tiny little brother. Like, what are you talking about?
My brother is short.
I wish I had a little brother or a penis. Honestly, both are two things I really want.
What would you do the first day that you had a penis besides masturbate?
Spell my name in snow. I would fly to snow and I would start peeing and I would write Tana.
I've never done that.
You haven't? You should try it. You're wasting your art.
Yeah.
The only thing I do, and this is so gross.
I'm so excited.
Okay, well, I pee in the shower. Like, I'm sorry. What? If that's...
Be no, so fuck. Fucking for real.
Pick okay, no, me. Someone was pick like, me, choose
no,
me.
No, someone was yelling at me and I play the game every time I get in the shower where I make sure that I have to get it in the bullseye of the drain or else I'll get bad luck
I
for 5 years.
In that's every real. Single yeah. shower I've ever been in.
That's thank like, you. Okay, well, normally I would say that's normal, but everyone was like, ew, the other day.
Who, I'm get really rid of, sorry get rid people of all did that.
Okay,
people.
Sorry, I didn't mean to come off like Junie B.
Sorry. The Junie B reference is hilarious.
Dude, oh, I'm Junie
sorry,
B.
Sorry, that was cunty. But
he texted me and he was like, who's Junie B?
She sent me an apology.
No, she
didn't. Because she was getting hate.
Okay, so what exactly happened?
What did she say in the apology?
No, I haven't opened it. I'm not kidding.
What'd she say to you?
Because I feel so guilty.
She said to you, you will never work with these brands?
Not in so many words. You were there.
She literally just like every
Yeah, it's more the series of pick me events.
She'll just say the most insane things, like out of pocket things. But I really think she like, I think those
believes
just,
that.
Yeah. And like, yeah. She's not intentional. She's not being mean.
Uh-huh.
But it's very like, oh my God, I cannot believe you thought that was okay to come out of your mouth.
I've had a lot of fun with her. And I want to clarify that we have a lot of characters where we'll tell like a negative story. And it's like, you know.
I mean, he's
story,
looking, he's going, no, you haven't.
The story. Yeah, fuck.
No.
Like, of course, the negative crazy story is going to make it to the podcast. That right. doesn't negate that one time, like, she really liked my outfit. And, like, we talked about boys for 30. And, like, it was fine, you know?
I've had fun with her. But listen, if I tell a story about somebody on the podcast, I like, you know, it's between you and me and not her. You know what I mean? You guys do not have to comment on her stuff.
But she
got so many comments. She literally just DM'd me and she was like, so how long should I filter my comments for? Just like realistically speaking, like how many weeks?
Oh, fuck.
And I was like, six.
I mean, and I also feel like you gave her a lot of leeway. She, you know, like time one, time
I
two,
like
time
her, but
three.
She know, but she knows. And like what I said, she like, she knows that really like actively happened.
I can't believe I'm here for this. Like, this is amazing. Like, holy shit.
We love you, Junie B.
I like this idea of you just being here for some lore. Let me see what I have for our podcasts that we could maybe talk about.
Wait,
right
I
want to
see if I have any topics that I wrote down for just you and
that's what,
me that you would be way better for.
Isn't it crazy? Someone put me onto this the other day.
Okay.
Dyslexia is a really hard word to spell. Don't you think that's kind of like fucked up?
Yeah, that's
D-Y-S-L-E-X-I-A.
But you don't have dyslexia.
Same concept.
My brother does.
Your tiny brother?
Yeah.
People with a lisp can't say lisp.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, that's
fucked
up.
I was going to tell you that next.
I'm so sorry,
you
but you're so
woke. You didn't
even
let me get to it.
Saying stutter makes you kind of stutter.
Stutter.
You know who has a lisp? Oh, well, never mind.
He's looking at you like, don't you dare.
Ibophobia is the fear of palindromes, words that are spelled the same forwards and backwards. And ibophobia is spelled the same forwards and backwards.
I don't know what any of those things are.
I'm what? So sorry.
Have you guys seen Griselda on Netflix yet?
No, but I keep hearing I should.
It's amazing.
Really?
I haven't shut up about it all week. Sophia Vergara is everything.
She's that bitch. I want her to cuss me out so bad.
No, she like shows off her acting chops in this show. She's amazing.
I really have been meaning to watch that. I think I will love it.
Tonight. It's amazing. Well, I've never seen Narcos either. And now everyone's like, you got to watch Narcos if you love
it's
Griselda.
It's the same vibe.
Yeah, it's the same. Well, because the show starts off with a quote. And it says, the only man I was ever scared of was a woman named Griselda Blanco - Pablo Escobar. And I was like, oh, this show is about to be my new favorite thing.
Oh, that's actually fucking crazy.
Isn't that hard? Like, that's like.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I have to watch it.
No, it's
I need
amazing.
A new series.
I love
have
a female
a hard
drug
time.
Lord.
Same.
Like,
same.
I swear that was my journey. And I just somehow ended up on this couch with a microphone. You know what I mean?
This couch.
I don't know. I wouldn't have been good at it at all. I cannot keep a secret. Yes, I can. Fair. I can keep a secret.
What was I going to fucking say just now? Did you see Sofia Vergara on Drew Barrymore?
I haven't.
It was so funny. She like kind of cooked Drew Barrymore.
What'd
like,
she say?
Well, let me find it.
Wait, was she the one who was like, oh, it didn't look like you did that much makeup for it.
And she was like, Drew, shut up.
Because like, Sofia obviously had to go through like all this.
Right, right.
Like
I'm sure,
prosthetics
yeah.
and stuff. And someone was like, no, it looked, you looked the same.
That's
like,
what Drew really... Barrymore was saying to her. And she was like,
you know what that's giving? Well, that's not the truth, Ellen.
Oh my God. What's her name again?
Dakota Johnson.
Dakota Johnson. We did not give her enough credit at the time for like cooking Ellen multiple times.
Incredible person. Everything she does, the most like iconic, like, do you remember she
Architectural Digest when she lied about the lemons? I knew you were going to say that. What did she do? I don't know. She did like an Architectural Digest, like where she walks through her home and like shows everything.
She's like, these are the lemons I have every day. And then later she's like, I don't know why I said that. I don't eat lemons.
She's like, I fucking hate lemons. I don't even know why I made that up.
I love her. I have a crush on her.
Same.
She's I'm really gay for her. Mm-hmm. For sure.
50 Shades of Grey.
Maybe that's why. 50 Shades of Grey changed me, dude.
I never watched it.
What? Yeah,
I don't know.
I think you have to.
I know. I think I have to too.
It's hot. It is hot.
Mikey. But it just makes me upset because I want Jamie Dornan and like I watch it and I can't have him.
That's so
fair. I'm like, I just.
Yeah, that's why he couldn't see Saltburn.
I didn't make it through Saltburn. Because I thought it was about a love story and then it's not. Well, I can't watch Call Me By Your Name again because I dream of a romance like that with an older man in Italy.
I haven't even seen it.
I'm sorry. It like ruined my life. I watched it in high school and I was like, that's what I want.
I get so like romantically involved with characters that it can like actually like one time, I'm not kidding, I can get over a breakup just watching Vampire Diaries through again because mm-hmm. Damon Salvatore, I'm like, I will never love somebody as much as I love him.
And you know, Mystic Falls is a real place.
We have to go.
Wait, it's like a real
on
place. Tour. The church is real. Everything is real.
I've never seen
Vampire Diaries.
Woo! Oh my God.
My God. Really? Previously on the Vampire Diaries. It's amazing. It's awk-amazing.
That's the only show I've watched like 7 times through and every single time I'm just as interested.
Really? I stopped after season 4, but then I...
What?
I know. And then I watched the series finale with my friend Peyton and she was hysterically sobbing.
Oh my God. You would love Demon so much. It would make really? You sick.
Okay, yeah. Maybe I'll get
he,
into
like,
it.
He kills people.
It's awesome.
I was just going to say I can only obsess over characters if they're murderers, which I know like...
Oh, well, so do you
everyone,
like Dexter?
Everyone in the
Dexter's
show's
my favorite show of all time.
Uh-huh. What? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I love it. Michael C. Hall could fucking...
Yeah, he's hot as fuck.
Deck me in the face.
Oh, wow.
I swear to God. You know he got cancer and then came back for the next Dexter?
No way.
I might have just made that up.
Okay.
I think that's true. I'm not sure.
He's gorgeous.
He's daddy. He really is. What else do I have? Do we see Demi Lovato singing Heart Attack for the cardio
iconic.
People?
I think it's easily the funniest thing to ever happen.
it's
in
giving.
The world.
It's like can I say, like, do you remember when Beyonce did the 9/11 tribute and she did the No Passengers on My Plane thing? Do you remember that? That's what it's giving.
I don't remember that, but that is
what
insane.
You've never seen this? Look it up. It's like it's just giving that.
What I saw someone say, though, like the fact that Demi Lovato chose that
Heart
song
Attack?
When she has a song called Give Your Heart a Break.
Yeah, why would she choose Heart Attack?
It's iconic. And I said the other day, I said in 10 years time, we are going to look back on that and think that it was the most amazing thing ever. And then someone's like commented like, yeah, like it's going to be like, hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. And I'm dressed up as Demi Lovato singing Heart Attack for
oh,
her.
Oh, this Halloween.
Like, I'm so sad. She had Poot and now this. She's like a meme always.
don't forget about the yogurt shop. I can't talk.
The yogurt shop.
The yogurt shop changed me as a fucking
person. No, I went to the big chill and I remember being like, is this what she freaked out about?
What, like, wait, it's a, what is it called?
It was the big chill.
That's the place?
Can I say, yeah, it was the big chill.
Whoa.
Like, that's what she was freaking out. Because they had, what did they have? It was like sugar-free cookies
sugar-free,
or something.
Sugar-free. Like,
they're
literally
still there.
Diabetic.
Sugar-free cookies are still there. About? It's like historical.
Yeah, it really is. I need to try them. I'm not
I bet
kidding.
It honestly give them a little boost because of how many
people
were like,
oh my God,
like,
no, I
the
went
fuck?
There and I have photos. I'll send them to you guys or I'll find them after this of me being like, oh my God, like, I think I took a photo in front of it. Like, I was like, oh my.
It's a landmark.
It's a landmark.
Wait, so what was she mad about?
Because if she was triggered by the sugar-free.
She got triggered that it said sugar-free while she was on the way to get yogurt.
But
I'm dead serious.
Because she was in recovery, I think. But which
oh,
is very,
sugar?
Very serious,
I don't think that
but
was
there
the
are real diabetics who like need things
well,
to
it's
eat.
Also, it was just like, this is like a small business with like one location that takes cash only. So people were like, girl. Like, let them sell the sugar-free cookies.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
Yeah, and she posted it to her cool like, 60 million followers.
Yeah, she was like, fuck this place.
Oh my God. Wait, Beyonce,
I do love her.
Beyonce Diva live at Jay-Z 9/11 tribute concert in New York City live on Fuse TV.
Do you know that people think her next album's going to be country because she was wearing like the country hat and stuff?
I would literally die.
I mean,
I would do
such
anything.
A country like phase right now.
It'd
fact,
just be cool
to
go from like house music to country. Like, it'd be a cool transition.
I agree 100%.
I need her too because I did see Renaissance and it was amazing, but I was, amazing. It was just, I it's not what I listen to. You know what I mean? So if she was up there
fucking. At first, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get into this. And then when you really listen to it, all the songs bleed into one another. Like they transition really well into each other. So I, for like 2 months straight, I would play it from start to finish before I would go out.
Oh, and now you, now
and then
you,
it just became like my, like, and then I saw it live and it was like amazing.
It was insane live. She's just not real. She feels not real. Like her live felt like she was like animatronics.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like I was just like, she, there's no way this is a real human being.
It's crazy. And she's been at it since she was like a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, Jesus Christ.
I want to see her in her country era.
Same. So bad.
I want to see everybody in their country era.
Same. Lana's in her country era really soon.
Do you know who asked me to come on the canceled podcast?
Who?
Do you know that girl who became famous for like looking like Ariana Grande?
Paige.
I blocked her.
Wait, why?
Wait, why not?
Okay, wait. No, like, wait. Yes, Paige Newman is her name, no?
I blocked her. It really upset me what she was doing.
She wants to come on canceled.
Oh,
and I think it's so funny. We don't talk about this enough. The amount of people that ask me to come on canceled, and I'm like, you are not getting tickets for that show. Not that we're like the shit. That made me sound like such a fucking narcissistic asshole, and I don't mean like that.
It's your show. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I just think it's like certain people. It's like for what? Like
well, I just
you know?
Think it's hard. Well, I get. I don't really know a lot about her, but.
But
what she's
wanna,
doing with the Ariana thing like upsets me. Like it like, genuinely upsets me.
Do you see the girl that did that with Taylor Swift, Ashley?
Yes.
And then someone was like Taylor and she was like, it's Ashley.
People were like on her side for a little bit, but then we found out like what, I think she had had like all this surgery and she actually did like not naturally look like Taylor Swift.
I just know that if someone like did that to look like me, like not that that would ever happen, but I would be weirded out.
Yeah.
Someone did that to me.
No way. Were you weirded out?
TikTok was Tana Mojo 2 and she got to like a million followers like that. And then Alex Warren surprised me with her. And then she was like Australian and
she was interesting. She moved past it though. Like
she did move past it.
Very different.
And
territory.
She's, yeah, now she goes by her real name. I think it's Jasmine. But I want to ask you, like, what if we had her on, but we pretended like she was Ariana Grande?
That's what I was about to say. That would be the most amazing thing of all time. I think you should do it.
Well, I have to unblock her. Well,
like, imagine we just had her on and like we completely the entire time, like she was just Ariana. And then that was our new bit. Like we had like Oprah next week.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think it's for me.
Just pitching.
Okay. I'll sleep on it.
Sit on it. Yeah. Sleep on it. Sit on it.
I want to sit on something.
Men who would shove women and children out of the way on the Titanic. Did you guys see that TikTok?
No, is that a thing?
A girl was talking on TikTok about how she knows so many men who would shove women and children out of the way
on the
Titanic.
I would not put it past any man.
And I thought it'd be fun if we just all named a man who would shove women and children out of the way
on
the Titanic.
Austin McBroom.
Matt Rife.
So true. Okay. Hold on. Charlie Sheen.
For sure.
Oh my god. I want to keep going.
Okay, there's keep going. I'm having fun.
Jonah Hill.
You think? I don't think he would.
I think he's
I'm not a sympathizer, but I don't think he would.
Wait, am I missing some lore?
Yeah, remember? Very misogynistic.
Oh, then maybe he would. I don't know. I think
But he could misogynize me.
Okay.
I just want to put that out there. There's certain men where it's like, I saw this TikTok the other day. What the fuck is wrong with me? My screen time has been 15 hours a day.
Yeah, same. Mine's so bad.
I saw this TikTok the other day where it was like reasons I can't be in the war. And it was like, because if a guy pulled a gun on me, I would think it was hot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, like me. Like they're, you know, sometimes I don't mind. Like I'll go to the kitchen. Sorry.
Sophia Richie era.
She works.
Never coming.
Huh? No. I always say I want to be in my Sophia Richie era. And it's just like, then I say something like that. And it's like, it's never going to happen. You know? Ever.
Yes.
She works. I love you. Yeah. You're real for that. Any more men who would shove women and children out of the way?
Stephen Hawking.
Just rolling into them. We got to stop.
Running them over.
We're getting at that moment where we just start saying shit. Well, Jake Shane.
We love you.
You successfully
did it.
You did it.
I know, you guys.
I know you were horrified to come on, and I hope not because we're like horrifying to you, but I know it is.
You guys are amazing. You guys, you've been at it forever. I was just intimidated.
No, you are the best, and you're killing it with therapists right now.
Thank you. I'm trying.
I am so excited to. Like,
I know your guests have been crazy.
It is so. Yeah, you just had Renee Rapp.
Yeah,
that was.
She came in, and I was like, do you know how much this means to me that you're doing this right now? And she's like, oh, shut up. It's fine. I'm like, no. Like, do you understand.
And it's crazy when you think about like Renee and Tate have both been on, and like in my head, it's going to be like Miley and Ariana in like,
oh my God, in my dream.
And we're
going
to have the doppelgangers, you know what I mean? Over like, here on the couch.
In a couple years. Like,
I'm just so excited to see where you go with that. You've needed a podcast from the jump. If you ever need, if like Renee bails or something, like we're here.
Well, we're figuring out.
We would love to come on and be therapized by you.
And I think the pussies need to therapist. Oh, no, wait, I'm dead serious about that. So I must come to Fayetteville.
You have to come to Fayetteville.
And we're going to go out and blackout in Fayetteville.
Oh my God. Fuck, right. I'm relapsing. Seriously. Stay tuned. I love you so much.
I love you.
And
love
thank you for coming on. Yay! You're the best. Wow.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.